Well, in Victoria's northeast, several communities near the New South Wales border have also been devastated by bushfires. Reporter Matt Doran has visited the community of Corryong.
So Corryong itself, the fire has sort of wrapped around it and touched on the outskirts of the town. A few of the houses, a few of the farms there have been hit by this fire. But that is the sort of main centre in the middle of what is being called the Corryong Fire. There are a number of other villages around there that have been even worse hit. Towns such as Kalak, Kajua, we understand, which is about 10 to 15 k's away from Corryong, has been very badly hit, although locals have told us that the local pub has been saved, so some welcome of relief there. But around 10, at least 10 or so properties look to be affected in Kajua. The concern is that there are lots of little properties, lots of little farms scattered right throughout this part of the Murray Valley. And as that fire continues to go through the area, there are still properties that people haven't been able to check up on and still people that they haven't been able to hear from.
Have you got a clear picture of how many people in that region actually fled the fire?
So it seems like there's no clear number at this stage. It seems like a lot of them have either evacuated. We came across many who were at the Corryong Relief Centre last night. Many who have also evacuated to other towns such as Talangata, where we are here this morning, even going further afield to stay with family and friends as far as Yakandanda. We know that having spoken to a few people at the Corryong Relief Centre yesterday, they were keen to just get out as soon as possible. Some saying they were even going to head as far as Melbourne just to get out of this area while the fire threat is still present. The problem was, and remains so this morning, that the Murray Valley Highway is closed in and out of that region. So there has been limited vehicle traffic in and out. Everything has to come in via convoy or out via convoy, with the emergency services guiding people through, because there are many falling trees still in the area. Power lines are down. Telecommunications towers are down. So it's still a very dangerous area, even in the parts where the fire has already swept through.
And what efforts are being made to try to get supplies into people who are stranded in that region?
So we are seeing trucks going in and out of the area, water tankers. There was a concern about the water supply for Corryong and surrounding towns because of where the fire was burning, and this being in some of the snowy river country, effectively. So there are dams and all that around here. There was a concern that the pumps to get some of those dams working weren't actually being able to function because there's no power. We have seen two large generators on the back of semi-trailers being brought into the area. That was happening late yesterday afternoon. Crews are hoping to bring power back onto the Corryong area either today or tomorrow. But with that weather change that it is expected tomorrow and on Saturday, incredibly hot conditions returning, windy conditions returning. The fear is that the moment those services, such as power, are returned, they could be knocked out again if that fire flares up and again heads towards this area.
And what are people doing to try to prepare for those dangerous conditions, which, as you say, are expected to return on Saturday?
So there are a lot of people who have packed up their lives effectively in the back of their cars, in the back of their caravans. They are ready to go, ready to further evacuate the area. They look, to be quite frank with you, just really tired, really weary. This is something that has kept them up for a number of days. They are still unable to speak to family members. So they are just ready to evacuate and to relief centres or as far away as they can should that fire turn again. A number of people are also prepared to stay and defend their properties. They are very proud of their community. They are very keen to try to protect it from this fire threat and are going to do as much as they can to ensure that they can do that. But while communications are still down, and that is the real kicker here, while the phones are still down, it is very worrying for people. I spoke to one lady yesterday. She was in tears because she hadn't been able to contact her daughter in a neighbouring town where the fire seemed to be approaching. Spoke to three young boys from Melbourne who were up visiting their grandmother, their mums back in Melbourne, their cousins, their mums back in Melbourne, had put out a call on social media saying anyone with information, please let them know. We understand they've been able to get out of Corryong and might be heading back to Melbourne soon. So there are people just trying to get out of this area, and particularly while those communications are down, it remains very concerning. So people are trying to be safe rather than than sorry and act before those conditions worsen.
Reporter Matt Doran.